I said, when it quits putting flour in a barrel, the meat in the skillet. That's what I tell them. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't think anybody should ever do anything to ashamed of.
Don't you think that it's not really up to the DJs? I mean, I feel like I was, you know,
I've done some stuff. Well, the DJs has to do what the managers tells them. Well, he could like it, but he's afraid to lose his job if he goes against the manager, the owner. I know guys that loves. I know a good friend of mine. He's a state police dispatcher down in Grayson, Kentucky. Well, this new guy that went in the manager's station, he likes rock and roll. And the man has had a bluegrass show there for years and has done a lot in Grayson, Kentucky, WGOH, and now they won't let him spin a bluegrass record one. And that's what made the station and gave it its name. But you go in there and have a bluegrass, let's see if they won't take your money to run bluegrass spots on the station. But ask them how much bluegrass to play. Well, we don't play none. But they still want that money to promote them festivals, to pay for them spots. Well, if nobody buy the spots, how would they stay on the air? They ought to think about that. If I come in and spend my money with you, to promote my festival, you sure ought to play one of my records. I mean, what's fair for the goose is fair for the gander. As the old saying goes, that's the way I'm just plain, and I just believe I'm the old school, and that's my way of believing it, because, like I said, I don't make the money, a lot of them does. And they may be in business when I'm gone, but one thing about it, I can say I done what I wanted to do. And that's the way I think. I think anybody ought to just do it the way that it should be, and be honest and fair, and do it the right way. The way they started and the way that you're not ashamed of it.
So do you not have the slightest idea why the management does not want bluegrass to play on the air? I heard Sonny Opera in an interview one night. He basically said the same thing you did. Look at all the commercials. That's the first thing they do to get people. It's such a well-liked thing. Why?
It is.
So do you not have any idea why, what the problem is there?
Well, it's just some people, they just don't want, they got so much pride, they feel like that they're low-rating themselves if they can't be a, well, everybody can't be a top dog. Everybody can't have a top radio station. Somebody's got to be the little man. But you can't kill that little man just because he's down. You can't keep putting your foot on him because the first man had to get the start. Suppose nobody would never give nobody a start. How would it be? If I want to put on a radio station and I don't have the money, well, if somebody wouldn't loan you money, you can't never get in the business. Everybody has to have a start. So that's why I can't figure out some of these radio stations.
Maybe they're holding out for a little bit.
I think
it's the money. You go in, I tell you, if you want to go in Nashville and get you a top hit record, a major seller, you slip the money on the table and slip it to that DJ and see if he won't make you number one.
Absolutely.
It's the almighty dollar. The dollar bill is the root of all evil. You can take a dollar and do anything. That's what hits the dollar, but the almighty dollar. Some people value the dollar above everything in the world, friends and everything. But I'll tell you, a bought friend or a phony ain't worth a dime in my book. If it can't come the right way, I don't want it. If I don't never have nothing, that's just the way it's going to be.
We got time for about one, maybe two more questions.
I think that for playing music, I think that a lot of this, the music is determined by demographics and statistics, and they're looking for the middle. Bluegrass to be too far out.
Well, they figure it's an outcast to the people. They want to play the top country records, and they think, well, if it can't be with those big top country records, we ain't going to do it. But that's not fair.
Homogenization of America.
No, sir. One more question.
If you were producing a bluegrass festival, would you think it wouldn't be right to allow both kinds, progressive and traditional bluegrass?
Well, if you're charging because you got all types of people, it's like running a restaurant. You can't feed everybody beans. You got to have steak. You got to have shrimp. You got to have everything to suit the public. You got to have a variety because you're charging the people, and you got to have something to suit everybody. It's open for the public. They pay the money. I think you should. I don't care what it is. That's what I say. Give them what they're paying for.
Yeah, there's a lot but of people that pay for bluegrass. If you buy a ticket for bluegrass, you want to get bluegrass. You don't want to hear anything.
But there's one thing I don't believe in. I don't believe in the way they mix some of this stuff up and trying to fool the people to get crowds in. I think if you're going to have bluegrass, have bluegrass. If you're going to have country, have country.
Right.
Don't confuse the people and take their money and try to put something over on them.
Yeah, but a lot of people have been learned that, like you said before, that like some seem as bluegrass, but they're really not.
They're not bluegrass.
But a lot of people think they are, and so they're
well, they've just got the people fooled.
I know, but how can you have a festival and not?
How can you have it not happen? Well, I'll tell you what I just make up my own mind what I think people will like and what I can afford to pay for. And then I'm honest with people, and if they want to pay to come see it, if they can. If they don't, they can go where they want this other stuff.
But people
Yeah, but they've been told it's bluegrass, and I don't think that's fair to the people. That's just like, you know, I love country music. I love it as good as any in the world. George Jones, Hank Williams, some of the greatest singers. I love them all. But I tell you what, I think something right now is going on, and I think, you know, it just may be my opinion. But I think that it's a letdown to bluegrass to say if you had to bring in George Jones or Hank Williams Jr. or Alabama to draw a crowd to have a bluegrass festival. I don't think that's right. Because that's low-rating bluegrass. Say, boy, poor bluegrass, it's got so hard. They can't draw a crowd anymore. We've got to bring in George or Hank Jr. to get a crowd. That ain't right. And as long as I have a bluegrass festival, I ain't going to mix country with it. If I'm going to have bluegrass, I'll have bluegrass. If I'm going to have country, I'll have country.
You know, another type of music that really hasn't drawn a crowd is string band music. They don't even have really too many string band festivals. And they've been around.
Sure, they've been around. Old-time string music has been around for many years. Before, just back in the old days, just a fiddle and a banjo. It used to be a band. People go all night long and move the furniture out of a house and just play hoedown tunes, just a fiddle and a five-string banjo. Clawhammer style. My grandpa and both my grandpas were old-time banjo pickers and fiddle players. That's how me and Ray, my brother, learned. We couldn't even strum G chord. Me and Ray walked 4 miles round trip to back on top of this big old mountain. And he would play old-time fiddle tunes, and we learned to chord the guitar and pick a banjo behind him. That's how we learned to play.
Well, that's not called bluegrass either.
That's not bluegrass. That's old-time hillbilly music.
Okay, that's going in a separate direction entirely. You got old-time, you got bluegrass, you know, you got country.
That's right. It's a separate thing. But that's what we learned. That's how we learned to chord and play an instrument. Then we come up with our singing and form the bands and put the music that was called bluegrass and went with it. That way we didn't confuse nobody.
But there's a difference here. And you're talking about old-timey string band music and bluegrass and country. The string band music was the root of both of them.
That's right. That's
country
where it
music
come from.
Is the one that commercialized. Bluegrass pretty much stayed in the string band tradition, except for the three-finger banjo and maybe the bass and the mandolin. But it still stayed in the same vein, acoustic. And therein is a difference as far as I'm concerned. If you're going to have bluegrass, it should at least be acoustic.
That's right.
String band included, and we don't need pedal steel guitars and drums in a bluegrass
not
band.
Not a bluegrass band.
We
you
just don't need it.
It starts the way it don't match it.
Would you put a string band on a bluegrass bill?
Yes, sir. I've got nothing against it as long as it's old time music, because that's where bluegrass music come from old time string music.
You got your contracts with you? No. We're gonna have.
And
to
I'll
stop
tell you something else.
Soon.
One more thing. I don't think I'll tell you to come to show you that bluegrass music is not dead. And the country music, people don't like it. Look at Tom T. Hall. Look at the late Marty Robbins. Every one of them recorded a bluegrass album. And they put the five-string banjo back of it. Conway Twitty, some of your top country. Well, if it was so bad, and it's so bad that people would play it on radio, said, why did they record it? Somebody liked it. And they must have liked it, or they wouldn't have done it. If it had been going to hurt them, they said, I don't want no to do with that garbage.
We're going to take another short break. And Melvin will be here the rest of the day. And he'll be here for the concert tomorrow. And I hope all of you get a chance to sit around and talk to him some.
And I hope
that,
you know, that our conversation has been born to you. I've tried to explain it the best way I could back from as long as I've been into it. And I really, y'all been a real great audience. And I hope we can be around a long time and do it again sometime.
Melvin, thanks for coming with us.